This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Ospedia Channel 1 and online.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Today's theme is thankfulness. You know, we can sometimes be rather embarrassed when we feel someone is being overgenerous and we say, oh, you shouldn't have, or, oh, I couldn't possibly accept that. I even tried to resist a gift of food given to me recently when I visited a lovely family of refugees who have next to nothing themselves, but they simply wouldn't take no for an answer. But is it not more gracious to accept and show our gratitude? A friend of mine who's a Methodist minister was once given a gift of money by a grateful member of his congregation, an elderly lady. He was astonished to have been given such a generous amount, but looking straight at her, he said, "Thank you so much." Smiling, she replied to him, "I'm delighted to see that you are as gracious in receiving as you are in giving." There's a real sense of joy to be discovered in giving and in receiving. So my first choice of hymn today is Great is Thy Faithfulness, a beautiful hymn of praise to God for his provision and constant love. It's sung here by Chris Rice.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy. Faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
Today's Bible story is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Get up, go on your way. Your faith has made you well. Shall we listen to Spring Harvest Choirs singing, How Great Thou Art?
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy path throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Jesus was the generous giver in that story, yet only one of the 10 lepers who were healed came back to thank him. And this man was, as the story says, a foreigner, in fact a Samaritan. The others were presumably Jews, and normally Jews and Samaritans were sworn enemies. But here in their tragic state, leprosy had been the great leveller. But what happened to the other 9? Well, I suppose they were simply doing as Jesus directed. They ran off in the direction of the temple to have themselves declared clean by the priests so they could re-enter community life, and I would imagine to praise and give thanks to God there in the place where they believed he dwelt. Only the Samaritan acknowledged Jesus' true power and might and thanked him for the gift of healing. Only he prostrated himself before him in worship at the feet of Jesus. Stuart Townend sings our next hymn, Lord, I Am Grateful.
Lord, I'm grateful, amazed at what you've done. My finest efforts are filthy rags, but I'm made righteous by trusting in the Son. I have God's riches at Christ's expense, 'cause it's grace, there's nothing I can do.
Called and chosen when I nothing I can do to make you love me more, to make you love me less than you do. And by faith, I'm standing on the stone of Christ and Christ alone. Your righteousness is all that I need. Cause it's grace.
Grace loves the sinner.
Grace loves the sinner. Loves all I am and all I'll ever be. Yeah, yeah. Makes me a winner, whatever lies the devil throws at me. Freely given, but bought with priceless blood. My life was ransomed at Calvary. There my Jesus gave everything he could, that I might live for eternity. Cause it's grace, there's nothing I can do to make you love me more, to make you love me less than you do. And by faith, I'm standing on the stone of Christ and Christ alone. Your righteousness is all that I need. Yes, it's grace, there's nothing I can do to make you love me more, to make you love me less than you do. And by faith, I'm standing on the stone of Christ and Christ alone. Your righteousness is all that I need, because it's grace.
Did the other 9 lepers deserve their healing? Do the ungrateful deserve rewards? Do we sinners deserve God's love and grace? In the story of Les Misérables, the main character Jean Valjean, a former convict, steals silver forks and spoons from the house of a bishop who has shown him hospitality. Valjean is caught and arrested by gendarmes and marched back to the bishop. But instead of condemning the man, the bishop tells him off for forgetting to take the candlesticks with him too. Valjean is speechless. The gendarmes release him, and after they leave, the bishop then encourages him to use the gifts to make a more meaningful and honest life for himself. The bishop's generosity is just like God's compassion and graciousness towards us. We don't deserve such love and forgiveness, but we're offered it anyway. We don't have to wait until we're good enough. It comes to us all as a gift. In St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, it says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Here's that clip from Les Misérables where the bishop speaks to Valjean.
"We have your silver. We caught this man red-handed."
"You had the nerve to say you gave him this."
"That is right. But my friend, you left so early. Surely something slipped your mind.
You forgot.
I gave these also. Would you leave the best behind?" "Monsieur, release him. This man has spoken true. I commend you for your duty. Now God's blessing go with you. But remember this, my brother. See in this some higher plan. You must use this precious silver to become an honest man. By the witness of the martyrs, by the passion and the blood, God has raised you out of darkness. I have saved your soul for God."
At the time of Jesus, not only did lepers have to bear the suffering that came with their disease, they had to keep well away from anyone else, including their families. Just imagine not being able to hold your loved ones in your arms anymore. They had to walk downwind of healthy people and stay at a set distance so as not to pass any contamination on. They must have been so lonely and desperate in their isolation. Yet in Jesus they discovered a friend. Some of us today may be feeling that way, cut off and lonely, and quite possibly in pain. So here's a song to let you know of one who cares, just like he did then for those 10 outcasts. What a friend we have in Jesus, sung here by Paul Bellocci.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged, take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness, take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
A well-known Christian saint called Francis had one big fear as he grew, a fear which didn't lessen when he became a Christian, for he was terrified of leprosy. But one day on his travels, he actually saw a leper coming straight towards him on the road. At first he was deeply agitated and he froze with fear. But then suddenly he did something which was completely out of character for him. He got down from his horse and he ran to meet the man, threw his arms around him and kissed him on his face. The minute he did this, he felt such a surge of joy as if a burden had been lifted from him. As he walked away, he looked back at the man, but there was no one to be seen. As a result of that experience, Francis sought out lepers. He cared for their material needs, reassuring them of God's love, for he saw his Saviour in every single one of them. Often when we face our fears head on and embrace them, we learn from them and we gain a new found sense of liberation and joy. Now, obviously, all of my songs are recorded on this program, but I'm going to do something this morning I've never done before. I'm going to pick my guitar up live. I'm going to ask Andrew to come and join me on the piano. And I'm going to sing a song for you that I wrote years ago now called I Have a Healing for You. It's all about walking on waters of faith, keeping our eyes on Jesus and calling to him for some kind of healing to be worked in our lives. Come and join me, Andrew. You'll see how talented this man is. He's not heard this song before, but he's going to join me just with the chords in front of him.
Look at me, straight at me, for I, the Lord, am he, and I'm calling you. for I have a healing for you. What is it? What can I do for you? For I long to give you wholeness. Don't look back, don't despair, and please don't turn away, for I long to light a flame in your heart. Look at me, straight me, for I the Lord am He, and I'm calling you to come to me. Walk on waters of faith, keep looking at my face, for I have a healing for you. You, my child, are worthy of my love. Can't you see? I long to forgive. By my blood shed for you, I'll cleanse you through and through. So I plead, at me, straight at me, for I the Lord am He, and I'm calling you to come to me. Walk on waters of faith, keep looking at my face, for I have a healing for you.
How often do we fail to give thanks to God who has poured out such love and mercy upon us throughout our lives? How often do we fail to give thanks to those who love and care for us and who mean so much to us? A reading like this one today reminds us how desperate people were to receive the healing ministry of Jesus. His compassion, his desire to rescue those who needed saving, is what brought people flocking to him, and it's what drew people to his life-giving words. So let's thank God for those who dedicate their lives to helping the sick and the troubled of our world. In our prayers today, we give thanks for all those involved in healing, especially faith leaders and chaplains. We pray for all consultants, doctors, nurses and care workers, for our family, friends and for our neighbours, and for all on whom we rely on in life. We thank God for all their many and varied gifts. Psalm 103 says this: "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Therefore, we're going to end our programme today with a song that does exactly that. But first, a blessing, which can be found in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 11. May God strengthen you in his glorious might, with ample power to meet whatever comes your way, with fortitude, patience, and joy. Thank you for listening to New Day Dawning once again, and please join with us again next week. It's goodbye from Andrew Ridgwick.
Bye, everyone.
And goodbye from me, Sheila Hamill. I leave you with Matt Redman singing Blessed Be Your Name.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour roses in the Lord. Still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name. When the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name.